SBS Radio.
I am Bertrand Ogandami on NITV Radio, and my guest is Deon Hesty, Head of Dance at NISDA Dance College. We are catching up as the prestigious college has just opened applications for the next academic year, and we'll be discussing the application process, which this year, because of the pandemic, is online. We'll be looking at the health and safety measures put in place, as well as the culturally safe practices put in place by the college. Welcome to NITV Radio, Deon.
Thank you.
Now, we're catching up at a very important moment when NISDA is launching its new auditions for the 2021 uptake. The auditions will be done online. Is it the first time?
So this is the second year that we're doing it, because we're presented with another, challenge. And so, yes, we are delivering auditions online again this year.
Yeah, so as a second time that you do it, you'd have perfected it, because the first time, I believe, would be hard.
Yeah, we have learned a lot from last year. We've refined it, as you mentioned, the process this year.
Yourself, you're a graduate of NISDA. What would you see as challenges for the new ones who have to undergo a different process from what you went through, and maybe the opportunities?
I think the challenge mainly for young fellows and for us also is that we don't actually get to see them in the flesh, in person, face to face, and we can't sort of provide that feedback, direct feedback, as what we'd normally do in the studios. But other than that, we are able to engage online with young people, answer any questions they have. And I think, that's an environment that a lot of young people can easily navigate. And so There's a lot of opportunity for them, for us to reach, right across Australia, reach communities right across Australia as well. So that's a real positive for us. Going into this second auditions online, as I mentioned, we've been able to sort of refine it a little bit more. For instance, there's a two-step process, that people have to follow.
Yeah.
And, they just have to complete the application form and then submit that along with one of the choreographed dances that we've uploaded for them to learn. So there's two routines there that they can choose from to learn and film themselves doing it, and then they can send that or upload that. Or they can upload one of themselves, a routine. And then step two would be to attend an online interview with our NAISDA team, so we can get to pretty much, get to know them better. And that's an opportunity for them to ask questions if they have any. Our audition team is available to chat anytime, Monday to Friday from 8:30 to 5 p.m. On a toll-free number, which is 1-800-117-116. Or they could just email us at auditions@naisda.com.au.
But considering that the digital divide is a reality, and not everyone is tech-savvy, wouldn't there be a kind of a disadvantage for some dancers who might be extremely skilled but not have those tools to be able to participate, at least in the audition, and even then, the opportunity to go ahead and learn in a prestigious school like yours?
That's where our support team come into it. They can give us a call and we can talk them through the process and help and provide assistance where necessary.
That's open to applicants Australia-wide?
Absolutely. Online applications are open now.
Yeah.
And we're encouraging, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people from 16 to 26 to apply. And the applications close on the 1st of November.
Then the school year starts next year, the beginning of 2022. You've got a culturally appropriate processes that have been put into place. Can you run us through some of the specific things that have been put in place to ensure candidates' well-being?
NISDA is a culturally safe environment. It's a place where young people can learn and grow, and build and strengthen their cultural identity. So we empower young people with knowledge and skills, to lead fulfilling lives. They're able to build their cultural foundation here. We follow strict cultural protocols. It's basically around respect and understanding, and that's kind of become our law as well. We engage with cultural tutors, from the Torres Strait Islands and from Northeast Arnhem Land, And once again, you know, it is just about respecting the ownership, you know, that their cultural intellectual property. We teach these young people these ICIP, you know, Indigenous cultural and intellectual property laws and protocols. So we really follow that here at NAISDA. And it's just to protect them and you know, our cultural tutors as well.
And when they start, there's also accommodation for some of them will be boarding.
There's cottages. Our developing artists, young developing artists, they live on site. It's only around about a 5 or 10 minute walk into the college each day for them.
Any scholarships for some of the applicants they would apply for?
Yeah. We do have some scholarships available that NAISDA provide. This year there was another scholarship where all of the cohort actually was successful in, and it was a government scholarship. So yes, you can apply for those scholarships and have those funds to assist you.
Anything you'd like to add, something I may have missed in my questions?
I think a lot of people were concerned about the COVID pandemic, you know, and we have a lot of questions surrounding that. So, you know, we have a lot of COVID safe measures in place here for our staff and our young people. So on, you know, a daily basis, we take temperature checks. We all do the QR code thing when we enter the building. You know, we wear masks on site. We are following the government advice and providing that advice to our current DAs as well, and implementing any kind of safe measure that we need to implement. We have first aid officers on site to provide assistance to people if they need it. We do have an Aboriginal support officer here also that can provide that extra support if it's to take someone to a counselling session. Other ways of, you know, kind of looking at dealing with COVID is we're implementing ways to sort of minimal contact with a wider public, you know, so looking at food delivery, ordering online and getting food delivered, you know, those click and collect things you can do online now. So, yeah, we're really creating some, you know, like a NAISDA bubble. Any concerns about COVID, please, you know, if anyone has those concerns, just give us a call and we can talk you through.
Okay, we'll put the message out there. You really churn out some of the most highly qualified students.
Yeah. And that's what we're really doing, is preparing them to lead, you know, really fulfilling lives, you know, and to maintain our cultural practices, you know. Our storytelling is one of the, you know, is a really, really good art and creative art form. So amongst this whole pandemic, you know, we still want to maintain what we do, our practices. So yeah, it's a really, really good time for people to apply, actually.
Dion Hasty, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
No worries, thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.